751, Bear Country 95.3, and 45 degrees right now. Partly sunny skies for this morning. More clouds for this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the 70s for today. Today is Tuesday, and every Tuesday morning, right around 7:50, we try and check in with our friend Patrick from Montague Webworks and get our Montague Webworks website of the week. I understand this morning has something to do with chickens. I am very excited to hear about this week's website. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing very well, actually. So chickens.com, is that it?
No, it's backyardchickens.com.
Backyardchickens.com. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. And so why should we go to backyardchickens.com?
Well, I don't know about you, but in the recent months, I've got more and more friends and business acquaintances who are taking on raising chickens at home.
You mean like the animals?
Like the animals.
In their back?
Building chicken coops, getting flocks, learning how to feed them, how to raise chicks. It's been quite interesting, and I will admit, in all honesty, we are not exempt from that. From that newness at our house, my wife was very, very adamant that last year we needed to build a chicken coop and get some chickens because we have some property here and they can roam around and do whatever. And
are you serious? You have chickens over at your house?
I've got 12 at my house with a rooster.
12? Okay. I had no idea about this.
We have all the chickens we can stand, but we also have room for 12 more, I've been told, which I'm not going to repeat because she might hear me from the other room.
Okay.
Backyardchickens.com is a website that incorporates a learning center, some chicken coop designs, information on breeds, and a message board, which is a place for people to go to get answers in a forum that's related just to the topic of raising your own chickens in the backyard.
Huh.
And I think that this the resurgence of having your own chickens is a reflection of the economy. People are feeling like they want to get back to their roots and to a more simpler way of doing things. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more exciting, and I was resistant to the whole concept in the beginning, but there's nothing more exciting than, you know, whenever you need eggs, you open that refrigerator and there's 4 dozen eggs in your fridge.
Was that the main reason that you got the chickens was for the eggs?
Yeah. At some point, they'll become stew chickens.
Uh-huh.
As they get replaced in the life cycle. But I think the real reason was for us to teach the kids about having some responsibility over something that they were kind of afraid of.
Well, that's a great idea.
Chickens aren't like dogs or cats. But to also realize if they take care of them, that they yield a benefit, which is that they'll always have, you know, fresh eggs for omelets on Saturday morning.
Interesting.
Moreover, the interest in chickens and this particular website has brought us to meet other people in the Pioneer Valley and some of my business acquaintances who also have said, hey, you know, that's a really great idea. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I always thought it was difficult or expensive. And I can confirm that it's neither difficult or expensive, and in many ways it's very rewarding.
Now, one of the first questions I would have for backyardchickens.com is whether or not it's legal for me to have chickens on my property. Is that something that you found out through the website?
It is not. I actually found that out from my local Board of Health.
Oh, okay. You could go there too, I guess.
Yeah, there are lots of things on the message board that pertain to those types of issues, such as emergencies and diseases, incubating and hatching chicks, how to create a coop and a run for your chickens that's safe. There is a section on local chicken laws and ordinances, in parentheses, how to change them. it's pretty informative. There's more on here about chickens than I could possibly ever need to know.
Right.
But if I wanted to know something and it was important to me, I could find it here. There's also stuff in here about guinea hens, ducks, and turkeys. So it's not just confined to chickens.
Wow, lots of information over there at backyardchickens.com. I'm interested. I'm definitely going to be checking out this website. I don't know how far I'll get in the chicken on my property process, but
I hope your wife's not listening right now, Kevin.
We'll find out. We will definitely find out. Patrick is from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley. So many different websites with the Montague Webworks name behind them. Now, Montague Webworks is also a part of our Save 30% store. Explain your presence at our Save 30% store, Patrick.
Well, we're not as easy or simple to purchase on the 30% store as you would a restaurant gift certificate or something for a service that you might need that you would consider to be a daily service. But we're there as a presence to allow businesses, nonprofits, and individuals in the Valley to take advantage of our services at a 30% discount. And those can be either in consultative or hourly form or in contract form. If we're going to do a website for your business, we will allow our customers to purchase up to 50% of the whole value of whatever our quotation is to you from the 30% store. So that gives you quite a leverage point to get good value for a website project for your business and to create a relationship with us. And there's over 240 clients throughout the Pioneer Valley that work with us on a monthly basis. And from churches to insurance agents, attorneys, to golf courses, to liquor stores, we serve quite a wide range of people. And we'd love to serve you.
Thank you, Patrick, from Montague Webworks. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Kev.
7:57, and right now, 45 degrees.